officially Liptember, and the campaign is encouraging people to purchase a Liptember lipstick to raise funds for women's health. Currently, numerous mental health support programs for women are based on research that focuses on men, which does make it a little bit difficult to fully assist females' mental health needs. By rocking a Liptember lipstick, you'll be working towards improving women's mental health, research and support programs. Liptember's founder, Luke Morris, is here to tell us a little bit more. Luke, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Tess. Appreciate it.
So could you tell us, for a little bit of background, how and why did you start Liptember?
Well, there's no real exciting story behind it, unfortunately, but it just sort of came about when there wasn't a lot of fundraising campaigns about, which is quite surprising now there's so many. But at the time, there was really no female-focused fundraiser for women's health. And so we sort of went down that road. And as we sort of delved into it, we sort of uncovered a lot of information around women's mental health, in particular through the Centre for Women's Mental Health, which is a national centre run by the Royal Women's Hospital in Victoria. And we just sort of started to really, we became really passionate about it as we learnt more. And as you said, it's all about putting a gender lens on mental health. And obviously we do a lot of work around gender-specific mental health, so for women, so postnatal menopausal, but also that message that, you know, men and women are very different, and when it comes to mental health, by separating men and women and treating them accordingly, we're seeing a lot higher success rates with programs and more accuracy around research, which is really, really exciting.
And so what do you guys do with the proceeds that come from Liptember?
So we distribute them to 6 beneficiaries, and the beneficiaries range a whole, but they go from a really a wide scale of ages. So we do a lot of work with young girls, so work around self-confidence and body image in young girls, and then all the way through to we're funding a national research study at the moment around mental health as women age and the challenges around aging and mental health. So there's a real cross-section. Actually, we're the principal partner of Are You OK too, which is actually Are You OK Day today. So, we've been able to support some really amazing organisations, which has become it's very rewarding.
And you guys started off in 2010. How has the foundation grown and changed to now?
Big time. When we started in 2010, it was very, very small scale. And it wasn't until 2014 we had a huge break where we partnered with Chemist Warehouse nationally. And we went from raising quite small amounts of money, around, you know, under $100,000 to $400,000, then doubled it. And then last year we just did $1.4 million.
So, wow.
Yeah, it really changed our world, and this year we're well on track to surpass that again. So, which is amazing, and a part of that partnership allows us to have space in their office, so we don't have to lease buildings, and our overheads are very, very low, so it allows us to donate, you know, as much of that as possible, which is great, so, and really support these amazing organisations.
Yeah, well done. That's no small feat by any stretch of the imagination. So how can people get involved in Liptember?
It's pretty straightforward. We encourage women to get into any Chemist Warehouse store across the country and purchase a lippy. We sell some pretty out there colours, like blues and greens, but there are also some more normal colours if you just want to purchase a lipstick, and 100% of that is donated to Liptember. And then just to jump online and register to wear the lipstick throughout the month. It's pretty much as simple as that at liptember.com.au. And yeah, there are ways if the people are not as game to wear a green or blue lipstick throughout the month, they can just jump on and make a donation or simply just purchase a lipstick in store.
We'll get the link up in the podcast. Luke, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
That was Luke Morris. He's the founder of Liptember, chatting to us about the campaign. This Liptember, the campaign is raising awareness for women's health, equity and funding support. You can head to the website. As I said, we'll pop it up on the podcast, which you can find at 2ACR.com.